Hello, this is Adam.
Hey, Adam, it's Chris Gonzalez with the Highway Patrol.
Hey, brother, how are you?
Good. Hey, so I followed up the best I can, and everybody I've talked to, they all are just kind of like, you need to get an attorney, because we can't open up a criminal investigation in that respect.
So, did they tell you why, or do you know why? Well, if they're taking my property without lawful authority, that's a crime. That's why I've called the police department to make a crime report.
And that's in your local area?
Well, no, that's why I'm calling you as a police officer. You're the CHP. You have police officer powers throughout the state of California. Oh yeah, they are. There's been a lien that's put on my property, and it's about ready to go into foreclosure process. And my ability to earn a living, my license has been indefinitely suspended, so I can't even work in my own profession as a contractor. So deprivations of rights and property and money have actually taken place. I mean, hundreds of thousands of dollars worth. So no, someone did not come and literally push me to the ground and take something in that way. They're exercising power that they don't have to take my property, right? So a judge, I would wholeheartedly agree that a judge has the authority to take money, property, to put you in jail and do all that stuff if they follow the law. But what they're not empowered to do is commit crimes and then take your property. That's why this is not a civil matter.
Okay, so either way, it's my understanding that you would have to get counsel, though.
No, I don't need counsel to make a crime report.
Okay. To me, it sounds like you're more knowledgeable about it more than I am. So, but that's
well.
So let's
go back to something really simple, Chris.
Okay.
The penal code says that one person can't take another person's property without lawful authority. That's theft. It also says that you can't use force or fear. Force being any kind of force, whether physical force, psychological force, or force of the purported judicial power of a state. Private people and public officials can't take people's property without lawful due process. Do you agree with me?
I understand that's what the law says. You spoke to Mike Clements yesterday?
Yeah.
One thing we would try to do is we'll bring in our supervisor.
Uh-huh.
And have they were talking about maybe having a conference call with you.
Okay. So did you talk with Mike yesterday?
I talked to him today.
Oh, okay. Okay.
And then we're both kind of like, this is all the routes that we would recommend to take that we know, within our knowledge base. And so we've contacted our supervisor, and he's willing to talk with you about it also. So.
Okay. Well, I'm delighted to talk with him, but I'm just not sure where the disconnect is happening, because I get that your detail may not be assigned to do certain activities, but the basis of executive jurisdiction, which is where the police fall under, they have a duty to investigate all criminal complaints and all complaints for deprivations of constitutional rights. That's your job as a police officer. So
right, and what I would do is I would, the best route for you is actually to contact our, I would just be pawning you off on another CHP office, and I'm trying not to do that. Like me personally, I'm not going to be able to do the investigation, so we would have to send you to the CHP office, and I think that's where that our supervisor would probably direct you to.
Okay. So,
you just basically got the wrong office, right? Like the wrong. We want to do investigations here.
I don't know if I have the wrong office because Mike seems to think that no law enforcement officer on the planet, I think were his words, are going to do this investigation. And he's.
Mike has a lot more experience than I do. So if that's what he's telling you, he may be right.
Okay, so how do I talk to your supervisor then?
So he's in meetings right now. I think they will call you.
Okay.
I'll send him a message that, you know, I talked to you and that you would want to talk to him now. So.
Okay, that would be great, Chris. All right, well, thank you for your hard work and I appreciate it. And, you know, my feeling is you guys have a duty to take a report and to investigate and intervene in this. But, you know, we'll see what your supervisor says. So,
yeah, I think he just got the wrong people within our department. You know, we just need to get you in touch with the right people.
Okay.
So,
all right.
We want to help, but I think we're just not the people to do it.
Okay. Well, that's fine. If that's what he thinks, then we'll go there. But yeah, there's a whole difference between getting me to the right person and saying that the CHP isn't going to do anything at all. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Okay. So thank you, Chris. I appreciate your time.
Sure. And, okay. I'll let him know that we talked and then expect hopefully they can get to you today.
Okay. I'll look for a call.
All right, Adam.
Thank you. Take care, brother.
Sure.
Okay.
You too.
Bye.